From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our first Let the Bible Speak program of 2003. Let me begin by wishing everyone a very happy and very prosperous New Year. Yesterday evening in my own church, I was preaching on that very subject, the secret of a happy new year. How many wish, but do not know how to go about embracing and enjoying such a blessing. At 9 o'clock tonight, I'm going to feature that sermon in our evening program, and I'll give away a free copy to anyone who requests a copy. I will be continuing our study, begun last week, of the life and ministry of Elijah the prophet. But back to this morning. Frank Bogg sings for us, My Heavenly Father Watches Over Me. After the hymn, we will turn to Mark chapter 16, verses 9 to 14, for our Bible study. Let's turn now to Mark, the chapter 16, 9 through to 14. Let's read those verses. Now when Jesus was risen early, the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive, and had been seen of her, believed not. After that he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked, and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. We'll end our reading there, knowing God will bless it to our hearts. Let me point out from these verses that there can be no doubt that Christ arose from the dead. In these few verses that we have read, we are given abundant proof of this truth. There is a record here of three distinct occasions when Christ was seen after his resurrection. Our Lord appeared, first of all, to one witness, verse 9. Then to two witnesses, verse 12, and lastly to 11 witnesses, verse 14. Let us not hesitate, therefore, to believe that of all the facts of our Lord's history, there is none more thoroughly established than the fact that he arose from the dead. The resurrection of Christ is one of the foundation stones of Christianity. It was the crowning proof that the ransom he paid for sinners had been accepted. The atonement for sin was accomplished, and the victory won. It is well to remark how often the resurrection of Christ is referred to by the apostles. He was delivered for our offences, says Paul, and was raised again for our justification. Romans 4:25. He hath begotten us again to a lively hope, says Peter, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. We ought to thank God that the fact of the resurrection of Christ is so clearly established. The Jew, the Gentile, the priests, his enemies, the Roman guard, the women who went to the tomb, the disciples who were slow to believe, are all witnesses whose testimony cannot be easily rejected. Christ has not only died for us, but has also risen again. To deny this truth shows far greater folly than the folly that's alleged against those who believe it. To believe in the resurrection of Christ, a man has only to appeal to simple, undeniable facts. Let us note, secondly, in these verses, the one to whom the Lord revealed himself first of all. It was Mary Magdalene, verse 9. To her, before all others of Adam's children, was granted the privilege of being first to behold our risen Saviour. Mary, the mother of our Lord, was yet alive. John, the beloved disciple, was yet alive. Peter, the leading apostle, was also at hand, and yet they were passed over on this occasion in favour of Mary Magdalene. Mary was a woman who at one time had probably been chief of sinners, a woman who at one time had been possessed by seven devils. She was the first to whom Jesus showed himself alive when he rose victorious from the tomb. This fact is remarkable and full of instruction. We need not doubt, for one thing, that by appearing first to Mary Magdalene, our Saviour meant to show us how much he values and loves faithfulness. Last at the cross and first at the grave. Last to confess her Master while he was living, and first to honour him when he was dead. This warm-hearted disciple was allowed to be the first to see him when the victory was won. It was intended to be a perpetual memorial to the people of God that those who honour Christ, he will honour, and that those who do much for him upon earth shall find him, even upon earth, doing much for them. May we never forget this. We need not doubt, for another thing, that our Lord's appearing first to Mary Magdalene was intended to comfort all who have become penitent believers after being grievous sinners. It was meant to show us that, however far we may have fallen, we are raised to entire peace and reconciliation with God if we repent and believe the gospel. The blood of Christ makes us completely clean in God's sight. Lastly, notice the persistent unbelief of the disciples. Three times in this very passage we find Mark describing the unbelief of the 11 apostles. Once, when Mary Magdalene told them that the Saviour had risen, they believed not. Verse 11. Again, when our Lord appeared to two of them as they walked. Verse 13. Finally, our Lord himself appeared to them as they sat at meat, and we are told that he upbraided them, scolded them, for their unbelief and hardness of heart. Verse 14. Never perhaps was there so striking an example of man's unwillingness to believe that which runs contrary to his natural prejudices. Neither was there so remarkable a proof of man's forgetfulness of plain teaching. These 11 men had been told repeatedly by the Saviour that he would rise again, and yet, when the time came, all was forgotten, and they were found in unbelief. Let us, however, see in the doubts of these good men the overruling hand of an all-wise God. If they were convinced at last, who were so unbelieving at first, how strong is the proof supplied us that Christ indeed rose from the dead. It is the glory of God to bring good out of evil. The very doubts of the 11 apostles provides us with confirmation of our faith in these latter days. Christ did indeed rise from the grave. Oh, may your hope and trust be in his death and in his resurrection. May you lean on him alone for salvation. God bless you. Do remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. Join with us then. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.